I didn't need to know. I did not need to know.
We didn't say welcome back.
Welcome back to Idol Time. I'm Jenna.
Are your earphones even in?
No, they're not. I'm Jenna, though.
I'm Danielle.
And this is our mini-sode where we talk shits and gigs, just random things that we like, we've seen, we want to talk about, we want to recommend to you. You're going to be silent now?
Okay. I don't know. I was like hyped up and then I don't know.
And then you fell off the face of the earth.
I don't know what happened. I just like lost my words.
And behind me, for the people who can't see, or even if you can see, is Harry Styles, my beautiful sister, gave me Harry for my birthday. Do I wish he was real? Yes, yes, I do. But I'll take the cutout life-size version of him. Hi, mm-hmm. Harry.
Looks great.
Look at that. Look at the chest hair.
I know. It's excellent.
Hello. What do we think that necklace is? It looks like a cross, but also there's something else there. Love to know. Little peak of his chest tattoo coming out. Mm. Couldn't be happier.
I know.
Thank you. Best birthday present ever.
Welcome.
Okay, so I had just sent Danielle a clip from this guy that we both follow on Instagram that makes us laugh so hard. What's his handle, Danielle?
Heart Throb Anderson. So how does he do it? That's like a TikTok?
It's a TikTok or an Instagram or both, where he's just like watches like old movies.
Rom-coms.
Old rom-coms, Seventh Heaven. He even does like a Berenstain Bear book thing.
Seventh Heaven, where they were like, even I gave the middle finger once.
And
I
was like, and he basically,
the worst thing you could possibly do.
He basically points out how like ridiculous these plots of these TV shows, movies, books were.
In the 90s.
In the 90s. So, like, I don't even know when the Berenstain Bears were, but 80s, 70s.
The kids, but they're pretty crazy.
I don't read that.
No?
No, because I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's a little weird.
Like, Papa Bear is a misogynist.
Is he? Oh, no.
Like, I don't believe in the doctor. Like,
oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not sick, or I don't get sick. Achoo!
I know.
But this guy, so we were watching the Never Been Kissed one. I was dying.
The movie Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore.
And Lily Sobieski and I don't know. Right,
whatever.
But anyway. That girl from Superstar.
Superstar. Anyway, so he ripped that movie apart. So fucking funny. Because I never really realized that you're right. That's wrong. She's a 30-year-old pretending to be a high school student for a newspaper article.
And the teacher falls in love with her.
But she also has a major crush on a student and goes to...
Kind of a fake crush. I think she likes the attention from him.
She would have kissed him. That's not okay.
She would have kissed him.
And then her old adult brother enrolls in the high school as well, has like a teenage girlfriend.
That he probably had sex with.
It's all not good. It's all very not good. I don't know.
She's twice her age.
But so funny. The way he says it, this guy.
Because you're cheering for a predator.
It's so funny. So funny.
You got to watch him.
Okay. So that's a good recommendation.
Yeah, there you go.
What else? What have you been reading, watching, listening to?
Watching Reservoir. Matt calls it Reservoir Dogs all the time. Reservation Dogs. Watching Reservation Dogs. Loving it. True Detective, the new season. Did you watch it yet?
No, we're about to, because you know how we, like, me and my husband always like circulate what streaming services we're using. We're about to re-sign up for HBO because Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back
this Sunday.
Oh my god, so we want to watch like the last couple episodes of last season, which was like 5,000 years ago. And then we're like, oh, then we could watch True Detective and
it's
yada yada.
Good. It's intense.
Can I make a confession? I don't like Jodie Foster.
Why?
That's what Kieran said too. It might be the way she talks.
You see her having sex and
no.
I mean, she's not totally naked.
No,
but you just see her having sex in one of these episodes.
No, with a man or a woman. Not that it matters.
A man.
No, I just
she's
don't.
Very sexual, but like
no, no,
but also very butchy still too.
that won't do it for me.
No, but the show is good. Who cares about the sex stuff? They live in the Arctic. They live in like the middle of fucking nowhere. They need to entertain themselves. They're in the 6 months of darkness period.
There's no way
crazy shit's happening.
There's no way you're getting my clothes off if it's that cold. I hate being cold.
Indoors, it's heated.
Oh, how heated could it be? Here it's like freezing. I'm like, put the blanket on me.
I don't know. It's like Florida when the you have the air conditioning on all year round. You probably have the heat on all year round.
Listen, I love a spicy sex scene in a book, in a movie, in a TV show.
No, that wasn't spicy.
In a song. I don't want to see Jodie Foster doing it. I'm sorry.
It's very quick.
Never liked her. I'm sure she's very talented. She could be a wonderful person. But just like you don't like the way Emma Stone talks, which is outrageous, I don't like the way Jodie Foster talks.
Whatever.
Whatever to you.
Sorry.
Emma Stone is adorable.
I like her a lot. I just think her voice is a tad annoying. If I had to hear it all the time, I'd be like, okay.
Who's the other one that...
Scarlett Johansson?
No, I don't like her either. That Joseph is in love with, that he's like really upset that you don't like her. Tiny person. Really tiny. Like a pixie. From Pitch Perfect.
Ugh. Worse. Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, thank you.
She's the fucking worst. She is. She's Why? So arrogant. I told you this story that she's arrogant and she was all like pissed off. I deserve to get into this college because I'm Anna Kendrick. Is it Anna or Anna?
Anna.
I think it's Anna Kendrick. I don't know. Anyway, she's a little full of herself.
Says you. Like, you. Well, like, have we met her?
Listen, I also think that Jamie Foxx is kind of a dick.
Also, you have no evidence for that.
Was it Dreamgirls when he did? Was that him or anyone?
He was in Dreamgirls, yeah.
Okay. Are you sure it wasn't Eddie Murphy? It was him, right?
Jamie Foxx. Fuck. I don't know. You talk. I'll look that up.
All right. Anyway, it was at the award ceremony. He didn't win. And he like, they show you him getting up on camera and like screaming and like storming out of whatever award ceremony.
Well, if he did that, he's a little bitch baby. And yes, he was. That's what he said. But also Eddie Murphy was in that movie as well.
Shit. I don't remember who it was at the award ceremony, but it was one of those guys.
What if it was Eddie Murphy? I wonder if it was Eddie Murphy. Because he's like a little temperamental little
You know who
bitch.
I'm upset that Randall said is kind of a bitch baby? Tim Allen.
Listen, we're not talking about that. I like Tim Allen. I don't want to talk about it. Danny Glover was also in that. But I feel like Danny Glover is pretty cool.
No, I'm not thinking about Danny Glover.
Though. Yeah. I bet it was Eddie Murphy.
Maybe it was Eddie Murphy. You know, Jamie Foxx kind of looks like a... I don't know.
What? What?
I don't know. Jamie Foxx kind of looks like an asshole. Like, I never looked like him and what's her name meshed well together. What's her name?
Katie Holmes.
Thank you, Kate. Where is she? Like, she's just Mm-mm. like, does she Mm-mm. make movies or TV or anything? What does she do for a living?
It couldn't have been Eddie Murphy because he won Best Supporting Actor.
Or maybe when Dreamgirls didn't win, like, Best Picture or something, he stormed out. I don't know. I don't know what it was, Jenna. I just remember when they didn't win. For that.
I feel like you're making things up.
I watched it.
Okay. Let's ignore you now and go into what I've been watching.
Wait. I might have something else I'm watching.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
The Bear. I'm on season two.
Finally. What are your thoughts?
I think Richie's hilarious, even though, and I don't really like Sydney. Okay. Again, with her teeth. I don't know. Something with her mouth kind of bothers me.
Oh my God, Danielle.
I don't know. And also, I don't know the big hype about, what's his face? The guy.
Jeremy Allen White?
Yeah, he's got a hot body, but his face is like a little.
It's a little like nose to chin ratio is a little off. But, you know, why do you have to have a perfectly symmetrical face?
The food looks amazing. I wanted to eat that short rib. It looked great, but.
No.
No, the show's great. Sometimes it's a little too loud and there's like a lot of talking. And it's just like, well, that's everybody's how, yelling. Oh my God.
Well, that's
what's
how,
happening.
Like, that's how, like, I know. The kitchen environment is. Everybody's screaming.
I get it. So I just, I'm a little overwhelmed sometimes.
No, that's good. You like Richie? Richie really fucking bugs me.
I mean, the season two opener was like him, like, getting in his feelings, looking at the pictures. And I was like, oh,
nah, okay, fuck Richie. That guy. Sorry.
I like the guy, Cicero. One they owe all the money to?
Oh, yeah.
The guy from Three to Tango. My kidneys.
Yeah,
I like him. He's funny.
Yeah, no, he's great. He was also in one of your fave movies, The Three Musketeers. Yes, he was. Don't look at me like that. With Kiefer Sutherland.
Sutherland.
Who was he in The Three Musketeers? 1993 film, Kiefer Sutherland, Three Musketeers. Looking it up. Kiefer. Come on. So that had
was Kiefer, he one of the Three Musketeers?
Charlie Sheen. Yes, he was. He's Oliver Platt, and he was Porthos.
He was Porthos.
Mm-hmm. Chris O'Donnell was D'Artagnan, and Charlie Sheen was Aramis, and Kiefer Sutherland was Athos. And if you haven't seen that movie,
I haven't seen it in a long time, but that is one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie so good.
I love a good swashbuckling. D'Artagnan.
Tim Curry's in it.
Yeah. It's a good cast.
Where did Rebecca De Mornay go? She was a hot number.
Disappeared.
Milady de Winter.
Ooh, yeah, she was really hot.
Right? Super hot. What did she do? What does she look like now? Oh.
Dead?
No, she just doesn't look as good. I think she's 64. What are you going to do? Actually.
Jenna! God forbid we're 64 and someone says that about us.
No, you're right. Actually, you know, I would not be mad if I looked at that like that at age 64. So, what are you going to do? Yeah. Ooh, she was in Backdraft. That movie fucked me up.
I never saw that.
What? Kurt Russell, the firefighter movie with one of the Baldwin brothers, I think Billy. No? Firefighters?
I've never heard of it.
Scares the hell out of me. After I saw that movie, I was like, never marrying a firefighter. No?
Never heard of it.
Jeez Louise. Robert De Niro's even in it. All right. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Okay. So me and Karen right now are binging really hard on Netflix. Fool Me Once. It's got like nobody that's actually famous, but Karen thinks I have like a major crush on the chick. Because I keep talking about how, I'm like, she's stunning.
Fool Me Once.
Now, I should have looked it up. She's gorgeous. She's British, or everybody in the show is British. Her name is Michelle Keegan. She plays the character Maya Stern, and she is gorgeous.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Gorgeous. I'm like a flawless human being. Like one of those like alien people. He's like, you're only watching this because you think she's so hot. And I do. Anyway, she's it's very, like very, kind very of like pretty. A thriller mystery.
Look at her body.
Listen, I can't even. And she's like fully clothed.
She's English.
She's fully clothed the whole time. There's no love scene. She's in like these cute little like smart suits. She looks amazing. I swear to God, she's like wearing zero makeup. She's just like one of those like crazy, gorgeous human beings. No, I would totally be her friend. Where was I going with that? Oh, every episode ends on like a massive cliffhanger where you're like, oh, I gotta watch the next one now.
What's this show called?
Fool Me Once. And it's like her husband's dead, but is he? And it's related to like her sister's death that was 8 months prior. And it's all like this whole thing and like who's like, yeah. Anyway.
All right, I'd watch that.
It's really good. Highly recommend.
I need to watch that Mark Ruffalo show that just came out. What'd you say it was called?
The one that I told you to watch about the World War II?
Yeah.
All the Light That We Cannot See? So good.
Oh.
So good.
Did I just watch that?
Did he watch it without you? So sad.
No, what
so
was the good. One with the worlds? Something?
No.
No.
I had to sneeze again. Murder at the End of the World? God bless you. Murder at the End of the World, your husband did watch because me and him talked about it.
Recently?
Like we've talked about it on here before, Daniel.
Then no, he just watched something else the other day. So maybe it was this Mark Ruffalo thing and I'll be mad at him if he just watched it.
Okay. If he did, I'm sad for you and you need to watch it because it's so good.
No time to watch anything.
Okay. So you know like I did that like funny prank on you where I acted like I was in big trouble and I needed your help. But really, it was my confession.
So you were going to tell me something like super crazy.
What do you think I was going to tell you? I texted Danielle.
Something crazy with the kids.
And I was like, oh my God, I think I'm in trouble. Like, it's serious. It's official.
And yeah, when it was official, I was like, oh, something happened. For reals.
And I was like, I'm in love with Paul Mescal.
I mean, yeah, I love him too. But that was ridiculous lead up.
I know. I did it on purpose to like fuck around with you. I had just finished watching his interview with like, do you ever watch The Chicken Shop? I like her.
Yeah, she's so funny.
So funny. So funny. And they're like these quick like 10-minute interviews. And he was so goddamn endearing and adorable.
I thought of that. How did she get that job?
I don't know.
Is she famous? And she's just some random nut in England.
And these people come to her. They fly all the way to England just for these interviews. It's amazing. Like, he
how
was
did she do this?
So adorable in it.
I know.
So, and like, I've talked about how much I liked him in that Hulu series, Normal People.
Yes.
And so I was like, after I saw that interview with him, I was like, must watch everything he's ever been in.
Matt doesn't want to watch Normal People, so I have to watch that by myself.
Watch it by yourself. I mean, it's a lot of really good sex scenes.
It looked like a lot of sex.
Really, really good sex scenes.
A lot of sex.
Everybody's having sex in that show.
Constant sex.
Constant. Everybody's naked. So many boobs, vaginas, and penises in that.
See a lot of vag?
You see bush. You know how they do like, but everybody's butts, everybody's boobs, and then Paul Mescal's penis, which I'm not mad about.
Nope.
Okay, I digress. So went on this mission to watch everything he's ever been in. And I concluded that we're meant to be together because he loves the depressing shit. All his fucking shit is so fucking depressing. Normal People.
In real life or all his movies he's done?
All his movies and TV shows he's done. So depressing that like you need like a day to recover. So Normal People. Super depressing. Took me forever to get through because I like needed therapy after each one. So then I'm like, okay, Foe. I was like, let me watch this movie Foe that he did on Amazon Prime with that Irish girl, Swarcy, the girl from Atonement that we hate. Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Cersei. No?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Shit. Anyway, super fucked up movie. Yeah. Super fucked up movie. About like the year 2065, mm-hmm. again with like AI robots wreaking havoc on people's emotional well-being.
Every robotic thing you could do in your daughter's room today before bedtime.
Just talking to Alexa.
Yeah, you can't like.
Anyway, he's like basically naked and crying the entire movie. Again, not sad about the naked part. He's a very good looking man, very good looking Irish man.
I love Irishmen.
Who knew that Gaelic soccer was a thing? Did you watch the interview?
Yeah, I watched it. I forget that
Would
part.
Love to watch him do some Gaelic soccer.
I mean, soccer players are hot. Have you ever watched these soccer players?
Yeah, I dated a soccer player.
No,
college.
Not him. He was not hot.
No, but I got to watch everybody else to all the games, so.
No, you're right. No, but you know Cristiano Ronaldo has more followers on Instagram than Barack Obama? Like, he's fucking
Well,
hot.
You've seen what he looks like,
I
right?
No, it's okay. Just like, holy shit.
Okay. Back to Paul Mescal.
Oh, sorry.
Then okay. I started watching. He got nominated for an Oscar last year for his movie After the After Sun. Don't watch it. I mean, watch it.
Down.
Watch it, but don't watch it. Again, the most depressing shit I've ever seen in my life. So fucking depressing. But he's crazy talented, so you can't blame him. Anyway.
What was that last one called?
After Sun. It's really like one of those really slow moving, all about people's like psyche. Not really much else is going on, but you're like examining the relationship between father and daughter. And he's like a young father. And all this.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Anyway, that's my rant about Paul Mescal and how I must marry him, you know.
Well, you have to go to Ireland first. You haven't been there yet.
No.
Do you think he still lives there?
I would love to know that. I would love to know if he still lives in Ireland.
Stalk him.
Stalk him and his beautiful abs and his blue eyes.
You'll fall in love with Ireland too.
Sure. As long as he's in it. Anyway, so I was watching all of that. Oh, Queer Eye. Have you watched the new season of Queer Eye?
No, it's on my list.
Oh, my gosh. That show can make me cry. And I'm not a crier.
Did you hear about the like little thing that happened with Tan and Bobby?
No.
That's not exact. I thought I sent you the article. Not exactly why Bobby left, but like.
Huh?
So.
Bobby, this is Bobby's last season. That
yeah, they all agreed because it was gonna like this was the last season for the show, and then so everybody was like, okay, cool. They all started planning their own things. Bobby started like making moves for his interior design business or whatever, and then Netflix was like, hey, we're going to do another one. And everybody was like, eh, maybe, maybe. Then everybody agreed except him because he didn't want to go back on what he had started.
Well, and, I mean, that makes sense, right?
And him and Tan had some, like, words.
Because Tan wanted to continue it?
He wouldn't say. He didn't want to speak on it.
Who didn't want to say?
Bobby, in his interview, said.
Oh, no.
Didn't want to speak on what happened. But first time that they talked was at the premiere. And it was, like, a good place. They didn't hug, he said, but they like.
I hate that said, they're not in a good gonna place. They're going to move
forward from here. He said that was the break, like, you know, breaking the ice.
No, but maybe they were never very close because you see like Tan being like cutesy with Karamo and Anthony and JVN, but is you he never cutesy really. With Karamo? Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. I guess mostly Anthony and JVN.
Mm-hmm.
But this new season's so good though. They're all so good.
They're all great. I love them all in their own ways.
It already made me cry.
Every episode makes you cry. It's a beautiful show.
It's like so nice how they like help these people. Like just like one guy was like been taking care of his brother who had a TBI like 25 years ago, and he's been taking like he's like completely paralyzed, severe brain damage, and he's been his like sole caregiver since his early 20s.
Aww.
And like, they were like, do you ever go out and have a beer with friends? It's like, I've never done that before. He goes, I've never gone out to lunch with friends before.
Oh, that's terrible. That's so sad.
I know. So good. It's been so good.
All right. I got to watch it.
I know. I'm only on like episode 3. I'm trying to savor it since it's the last one.
Yeah.
Sadness.
Okay.
I finished the book.
Which
Things
one?
Oh, yeah. We Never Got Over by mm-hmm. Lucy Score.
Do you have it? I want to take it.
Yes, I do have it. It's in my bag there. Me and Dina highly debated it. Not our favorite book. Still good.
Ugh, then I don't want to read
it. I ended up being very invested in the characters. It was very spicy.
I'm about to read something super spicy. The Crown and Thorns.
Oh
yeah,
I still don't know if I want to watch that read it because it's like all like fantasy stuff.
My friend Rachel said that it's like her favorite book series ever that she's read, and then Megan was super excited when I said I was going to read it.
All right, maybe I'll do it.
I just wanted just to kind of test out a different genre.
Yeah,
because I read those fucking depressing books.
Sorry,
and now you know Nightingale's not, you know. Sunshine Even, and Roses either.
No, but Nightingale's so good.
I know it's going to be good. But after I get through this behemoth of a book, I'm going to need something else.
Okay.
Different.
So this it's 500 pages, The Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score. Mm. Super spicy. The male character is different than all the Colleen Hoover male characters that we've read. He's kind of like crazy, like uber masculine, kind of like... Like you're
macho-y?
Very much. Like you're almost like this might be too much, but then like he seems like really hot and like he's like really thoughtful. But like when you compliment him on it, like he gets really grumpy about it and like things like that. But then like me, Dina were both like that gave us the ick so bad where he like finally gets her naked and. I don't even know if I could say it because it's so gross.
Yeah, what did he say?
He's just like, I knew it, baby. I knew you had a fuck me body. And I was like, oh, no.
Fuck me body.
I know. I was like, I don't like it. Mm. I don't like it. But still good. I think for a 500-page book, she like shoved too much in the last 100 pages, which I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? And it just like a lot of it could have been cut out because it ended up being like rushed and weird and just like extra stuff in there that couldn't have been, like didn't need to be in there.
Right.
And then like there were some characters that you're like, but wait, what happened to that character that we never found out why he's like that or why she's like that? And then you find out she made spinoff books about those characters. But I'm like,
okay, but like, then you have to go down.
And then I have to go to the rabbit hole of like that one. Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe eventually you could do that.
Eventually.
But.
And then I'm currently reading The Paper Palace, which I forget the author.
Yeah, I was going to say who.
I'll look it up. But it's basically about like people my age who go away on vacation together, and she meets up somehow with her like high school sweetheart and has an affair with him or something. And
oh,
that's,
shit.
That's all I've gotten so far.
I wonder why it's called
the By Miranda Pals. Cali. Move out of the way. I can't see what the last name is. Miranda Cali Heller. And it is a romance psychological fiction.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
It got good reviews. It got a 4.2. So
that's very good.
I love a good review.
Okay.
The Paper Palace. So
all right, sounds like a fun title.
It has nothing to do with an actual palace. It's apparently like the name of like a little like resort town in the south somewhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, no, Cape Cod. Cape Cod, sorry.
Oh, okay. I just read that other Cape Cod book, The 5-Star Weekend.
There you go.
You didn't read that? Didn't they give
did
it to
not
you?
Read that. I don't know why.
No, you bought it and then you
I
gave
bought
it to
and
me.
I was like, I don't know if I want to actually read this.
It was a light, nice read.
I know.
And it's a good beach book.
Our friend Kate, that's what everybody reviews it as, a good beach book. And our friend Caitlin Summers, that's like her favorite author, Ellen
Hildebrand.
Hildebrand. So, I don't know. Caitlin's a huge reader, so.
I like her. She's light. It's nothing like that's going to drag you down.
Okay. A little light, a little fluffy.
Yeah, sometimes you need that in your life.
All right. Is it too
like book over there?
I know. But is it too like all about like friends hanging out?
No, that wasn't. No, there was a lot of drama, like a lot. Oh. They weren't friends. They were friends with one person, but there was all crazy relationships around it.
Okay. Yeah. I need drama.
There's drama.
Okay. A little mystery?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I definitely need a mystery. I'm sorry. Okay, cool.
Mystery.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. That's all I got. What you got?
That's it.
All right. So this is, like I said, Idle Time, mini-sode. And if you like full-form true crime stories, go listen to our other podcast, Did Not Need to Know. And That's it. That's all I got.
Sage your house.
Lock your doors.
Safety numbers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, help us out and follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Share us with your friends on Instagram at Did Not Need to Know and Facebook and Twitter at DNNTK Podcast. We will be releasing new episodes every Monday. Bye.